In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Congrats to Jason, the winner of the Texans tickets for Saturday's game with the Giants. Jason, you will be in the front row in the bullpen alongside future winners in the noon and 5 o'clock hours here.
We don't require you to body paint, but we encourage it.
Yeah.
A little Sports Radio 610 body paint, that's all.
Right, you know, not Texans body paint. 610 body paint.
Yeah.
We need you to.
We've got Texans colors, kind of.
Yeah.
Although I don't know that deep steel blue, whatever color that is. I love it. I really like it.
Yeah.
I do hope, I'm curious about the Bears game. It was kind of confusing in the preseason when both teams look like the Bears. I got to get over that a little bit, but maybe by the time that game comes around, we'll have it ingrained in our brain.
Maybe better. They go alternate uniforms for that game. You know,
maybe. Do they go? They are alternate uniforms. They're usually it's almost always either a prime time or versus like some kind of a rival, right?
Yeah, I don't know, because the Cardinals game last year they went with that color rush combo that I really like, with the dark blue with the red helmet. That was a cool combo last year.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the method is.
Red helmet's still the most. I think that's still the fan favorite.
Yes.
People love the red helmets.
Yeah, yeah. Although the new one with the H on the side, I'm kind of the one that got leaked originally from the FedEx joint there. Yeah, that's a good one too. Should be fun, man. The new unis are popping nice. All right, so last year at the beginning of the college football season, we're almost about a year removed from this. It was Labor Day weekend, and the Colorado Buffaloes were taking on the defending runner-up national champion, the runner-up from the previous year, TCU. The Buffs were facing the Horned Frogs in a game, and I tweeted something to the effect of, boy, can't wait to watch Coach Prime Deion Sanders do his pregame speech before Colorado goes out and loses by 40. But that pregame speech is going to be amazing. I was, you know, somewhat condescending, but I was being true to my beliefs, which is I thought TCU was going to run Colorado off the field, you know, with all the transfers and everything else. And that didn't happen. In fact, Colorado won that game. In fact, Colorado won their first three games of the season last year. They started out 3-0, and who looked like the big dummy? Me. I look like a big dummy, especially that first weekend. And then something happened. Colorado started to suck. They went 1-8. They went 1-8.
Their lack of actual offensive linemen jumped up and bit them. Hey, you've got a hell of a quarterback, but turns out our offensive linemen can't block a flea.
Right.
It was an issue.
So it turns out I may have been right about Colorado. I was just, you know, a few weeks early. You know, I was premature in that. So, so it turned bad for Colorado, and the offseason has not been good for Colorado either. They had a bunch of guys go in the transfer portal, a lot of reports out there about the culture inside the program, a culture of bullying, and There have been reports, rumors of gun culture inside the building there and whatnot.
Oh, there were gun culture reports?
There were,
I didn't
yeah.
know about that.
Yes,
oh, okay.
yeah, there have been. So,
like, not the right kind of gun culture, right?
No.
Like, not like, let's educate the youth about proper
no,
safety measures.
Not about
okay.
whatever amendment it is about the right yeah. to bear arms, none of that, no.
It's the second one, Sean.
The Second Amendment,
yeah,
okay,
the,
yeah.
Whichever
I know the first one. Sorry, I don't have the Bill of Rights in front of me. Here was Deion Sanders, who's there have been a lot of articles about Colorado, including, I guess, a few articles on CBSSports.com that got Deion Sanders very upset. So he refused to take a question from the CBS reporter at the KCNC affiliate in Denver.
Eric Christensen with CBS Sports Colorado. Tyler,
I'm not doing none with CBS. Next question.
Joe Rigo, my last question.
I ain't got nothing to do with you. It's above that. Ain't got nothing to do with you. I got love for you. I appreciate you, respect you. Ain't got nothing to do with you. They know what they did.
I'm here in Denver, not national.
You are who you are. CBS is CBS.
All right.
Joe Rigo, my last question.
You. I respect you. That's why I told you that. I'm looking you in the eye as a man. I respect you. I got love for you. But what they did was foul.
Okay.
What was it, Sean? What was so foul?
Well,
they did.
People have done some digging. Deion has not specified, but they did some digging. And it could be one of two things.
Okay.
CBSSports.com, which, by the way, could not be more unaffiliated with the local Denver news affiliate.
It's honestly like he might as well have cited something from 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Honestly, it doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah.
Right.
Like, they don't, the local affiliates don't really take direction from the, it's just a, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes with CBS, they're not even owned by CBS. It's just like a branding.
It's
like
an affiliation, right.
CBS
yeah.
Sports Radio kept being CBS Sports Radio long after CBS yeah. sold us off. So,
yeah.
Anyways, it could have been either an article on CBSSports.com that ranked Deion Sanders 61st out of 68 Power Four coaches.
Okay.
Or
it sounds like an opinion, right? That doesn't sound like something was factually reported
right.
incorrectly. Yeah.
Or I believe CBSSports.com broke the news about Shiloh Sanders' bankruptcy filing, so he wouldn't have to pay a settlement.
So he's upset about public information
being
disseminated to the public. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Seth, KCNC, the CBS affiliate in Denver, is the home of Deion Sanders' coaches show. So they're in business with the school.
He's not going to have any conversations with Deion Sanders, despite having great love and admiration for Deion Sanders.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
So that's number one. So that was at a press conference late last week. This is the same press conference. Sean Keeler is the name of the Colorado Buffalo beat writer for the Denver Post, I guess, or he's a columnist. He covers the team. He was at the press conference. He wanted to ask a question to Deion Sanders, and Deion had this to say:
Coach Sean Keeler, the Denver Post. Happy summer, my man.
You don't like us, man. Why do you do this to yourself?
Come on.
You don't like us.
Mark likes me, by the way.
Huh?
Yeah, Mark said he likes me.
No,
so
but you don't. Why do you do this, though?
No, no, I'm sorry. Two-parter, if I could.
No, I'm serious. Why do you do this? Like, you know you don't. Like, why do you do this?
No, no, it's not about that. Football question. Football question.
Why do you do this? Like, it would be hard for me to really engage in someone I don't like or something I don't like. I'm just asking why. Like, why?
Got to pay
what
the bills.
What did I do?
You didn't do anything. It's not about that. But this is a football question.
I'm asking you why.
Yeah, you can ask, but that's
okay,
not
what
you mean.
Because you want me to answer. You so
yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fair.
Why?
Why? Because I have
Give
questions.
Me your why.
Why? What's your why? What do you want to know?
Why do you always on attack? Like, what did we do?
Where am I on attack today? Where am I on attack?
Yeah, I'm not going to give you opportunities to be on attack. But okay. I'm asking you why. Like, what does it do for you? Like, what happened?
It's not about me.
But what happened to get you like this?
That's a good question.
No, I'm serious. Because I want to help. Like, I'm serious. I want to help. Because it's not normal.
We can talk about that.
Okay.
Can I ask you a football question?
No.
Seriously.
No, we'll talk about that. When we talk about that, I'll talk about that with you.
Can we ask you a football question, please?
When I talk about that, we talk about that. Okay. We can talk about that.
Dude. Deion's acting like a coach of like an 11-1 team.
He's acting like Nick Saban, right? You know, it's you can get away with it after you have just so much success that you. I would say that Sean Killer should have had something. He could have had some answers.
Yeah,
you know, like ask the question you're going to ask based on. Well, I do it because I have issues with the way you've handled the transfer portal. I have issues with, I feel like you underperformed here or there. Whatever he had said in his columns or his articles, is he a columnist or a?
I don't know if he's a beat writer. He wrote a very opinionated column about this press conference. So I think he's a columnist. Yeah.
Well, so if he's a columnist, he puts his opinion out there, and the answer is like that's my job is to put my opinion out there. You might disagree with it or not, but this is how I feel. But it's hard for the journos sometimes to act in those situations. The tables were turned. I don't know.
He is a columnist for the Denver
I want to criticize Sean Keeler for not being better in the moment on there. Just had an answer for it.
Yeah.
I just sometimes when you ask a question, you always got to ask yourself, like, really, why am I asking this question? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, it's simple enough. Here you go.
Yeah.
Sean Keeler wasn't ready for that.
Dude, Deion Sanders press conferences are going to be must-watch because I think they're going to stink again this year.
He just the part that Deion where it kind of starts to grate is that he tries to pull the victim card.
Yeah.
Or he's got some flawed notion that somehow the writers are supposed to be his allies.
Yes.
Or something, you know, and that they're not that somehow them in voicing their opinions, like the very fact that they voice their opinions is the issue.
Yep.
Not even the opinions themselves.
Yep.
I don't know how well that travels over time, although he's getting a lot of publicity for it.
I think
part of the method behind the madness is I think, look, as long as I'm in the headlines, as long as I'm getting clicks, then my program has a certain notoriety to it.
Yeah, it's got to be it. He's not even letting guys ask questions now. It's wild. All right, Cal McNair shotgunned a beer on stage at the Luke Combs concert over the weekend. Aside from hiring D'Amico Ryans, what have been the most noteworthy things that Cal has done in this massive ascent in popularity? I've got the list. I've got a power ranking here in front of me of four of them. And we're going to go through this coming up next.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.